Learning with Shavuot Abi Chavadat, we're in Chelek Vet Siman Yudalet. He has the following question. You have, we're last in our series about Birkat Kohanim. You have Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael who were members of Tzal. They fought in wars. They may have been involved in a battle. And there is a din, the Gemara in Brachot, Kohen Sharag Et HaNefesh, Lo Yisa Et Kapav. A Kohen who kills somebody is no longer allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. So what do you do with a Kohen who is a member of Tzal, and in the course of defending Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, he got to kill people. He was in a battle. So does the din apply to him as well?
Two times a day.
So that's the question. So it says, Kohen Sharag Et HaNefesh. Why? Because Yedechem Damim Maleu. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yedechem Damim Maleu. Your hands are full of blood. I'm not listening to your brachot. So, and that's the din, Shulchan Aruch. That's the din. Now the question is, well, first of all, let's assume, for the sake of argument, that we're talking about Tzal fighting the enemies. The enemies are non-Jews. So does this din... So that's the question, that's the machloket. Does the din apply for someone who only kills a Jew or kills also a non-Jew? So, no, hold on. So there's a din that, first of all, even if it's not, this does not mean that, oh, he went to court and it was a Beit Din, even if somebody knows he did it without a din. Meaning, a Beit Din can only put somebody to death if there's two edim and witnesses and hatra'ah. No. You know you did it, you're not allowed. Now the question is, does this apply to a non-Jew or just to a Jew?
Many say that I would not listen to brachot, right? Many claim duchas. He's not really giving it bracha himself. He's a conduit from Hashem.
Correct. But the Gemara quotes this pasuk in that context. I mean, it says, "Uparischem kapechem," when you raise your hands. It's clearly talking about Birkat Kohanim. So the question, ben machloket, does it apply to Jews or non-Jews? Does this apply to Jews or non-Jews? Only to Jews or only to non-Jews? This is a big machloket. We generally assume it applies to non-Jews also. You have a murderer. I don't care who he murdered. I don't want him to be the Kohen. He could be a Kohen, but he cannot. It's not appropriate for him to do Birkat Kohanim. It's a stira. It seems like it's an inappropriate thing. Now everyone's pointing out the, wait a minute, right? This is everyone's point.
In the case of the Kohen, even the Shogeg, he's not allowed to...
Correct, even the Shogeg, he's not allowed. So the question is, fine. And even those who say there's a difference maybe in punishment to kill a Jew, nonetheless in Easter, you're not allowed to kill. Not allowed to kill. So maybe it should apply. So they say, well, what about the following case? What about the following case? The Pre-Chadash has a question. Remember this. Imansuhu laharog. They forced you. They said, you got to kill him or whatever. Now, maybe he shouldn't have done that. Maybe he shouldn't have done it. Right? If someone holds a gun to your head and says, shoot Plony or I'll shoot you. You're not allowed to shoot Plony. But if you were forced into the situation, you didn't want to do it. You had to do it. So then this doesn't apply. Meaning, what's the point? What's Yeshayahu, I don't know if it's what Dr. Sakatu was trying to point out, but what's Yeshayahu telling us? He's saying, you're a bunch of murderers. What do you think? You can do a bracha, it's all okay. If you're forced to do it, you're not a murderer. You're forced to do it. You're not a murderer. But he says, whoa, forget that. This is defending Am Yisrael. This is not, they're not murderers. These are tremendous, you know, they asked for someone from Lorbach. Someone wanted to go for yeshiva to go visit Kivrei Tzadikim in Tzfat, from Yerushalayim. He's like, I want to go spend time by Kivrei Tzadikim. He says, you want Kivrei Tzadikim? Go to Har Herzl. Har Herzl where the Chayalim are buried. You have Tzadikim there too. They gave their lives to defend the nation. He says, that's a mitzvah. They're talking about murderers. He says, all of these achronim who said, yes, no, yes, they were not, they couldn't even imagine that there would be a Jewish army. A Jewish army defending Am Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, are you kidding me? That was the farthest thing from their mind. That's not what they were talking about. They were talking about, you have a gangster. You have a Kohen who's a gangster, and he's killing people. Jew, non-Jew, I don't care. Don't do it. You'll be called Kohenim. You're not going to let him go. No. But this is very, 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 very different. It doesn't apply. There's just an interesting thing. So halakha l'maaseh, not a problem, and not only halakha l'maaseh is not a problem. He says, no. They're not going to kill people. They're going to defend Am Yisrael. They did the right thing. This is the opposite. They should get a bracha. They defended Am Yisrael. Good, that's halacha lemaaseh. Practically, he just points out, you know, so why is it? He says, you know, Tosfot points out a problem. Now Tosfot, again, they didn't imagine there would be a Jewish army in the Jewish state. So Tosfot says, well, what's the din? Because, you know, a Kohen who killed somebody is allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash. He's allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash. So why all of a sudden Birkat Kohanim they can't do? Why all of a sudden Birkat Kohanim they can't do? So they said, oh, they had two reasons. One is, you're right, the Gzeirah de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan added in an extra Gzeirah. Okay, doesn't apply in the Beit HaMikdash, doesn't apply in Birkat Kohanim, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Secondly, they said, look, it's a problem. You know what the problem is? It's not about the Beit HaMikdash. En kategor na'asa sanegor. En kategor na'asa sanegor. The prosecutor can't become the defense attorney. You killed someone, now you're going to give a brachav shalom. Not right. Two answers in Tosfot. The first answer says, look, it's Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan thought it was not appropriate. The second one, no, there's something fundamentally wrong. En kategor na'asa sanegor. It's about the brachav shalom. How can a murderer give a brachav shalom? Rav Adi says that, you know, there's a machloket. So that's the pre-chadash, is not? That was the pre-chadash, that is, you missed that. Imansu laharok, so then not. So, there's a machloket. Does this mean, look, someone who accidentally once did something, or does it mean, no, he's a gangster. He's a gangster. He's a bank robber. He goes in. He kills people. That's what he does. And he comes to make Knesset to feel good, so he feels like Frum, but he's a bad guy. Does it apply to someone who kills somebody regularly? Or just to somebody who does it once. That's a machloket rishonim. He's not a Kohen, okay? Okay, so but it's not a problem. He didn't do Birkat Kohanim. He worked in the Beit HaMikdash, which is not a psul. Good question, though. No, you should not do that. Lo lishtad bank v'lo ma'aseh. Lo midufshech v'lo ma'otsech. So, like, you're not going to do it. So, Rav Avadya says that's exactly the machloket, whether it's a one-time killer, or no, this is his profession, he's an assassin, that's gufa, this machloket in Tosfot. He says, look, if you think it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, if you think the whole thing's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, right? So then, sometimes yes, sometimes no, it's only if the rabbanan only said, look, that's, he's a gangster, don't do it, he's a gangster, don't do it. But if it's a fundamental psul midoraita, in kategor na'asa sanegor, then I don't care how many, if he did it once, he's pasul. And you know what's fascinating? One other point we'll make. The question of in kategor na'asa sanegor really comes up in the Gemara in Yuma. Rabbi Goldberg, I think, spoke about it. This Yom Kippur, I spoke about it. Last Rosh Hashanah, I spoke about it. First day before Shofar, nobody remembers. Good. So, the Gemara there says that the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim doesn't wear gold. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, he doesn't wear gold. Why? Gold reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Chayta Egel, and in Kategor Nasasa Negor, on that day, Aaron HaKohen is walking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for forgiveness, not appropriate to remind him. Also, Rabbi Mansur Diberel says, it's a Gemara in Yuma, correct, that's why I heard it this year. So, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear gold inside. But outside? What about outside? Outside, when he's not in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, he wears gold. He's allowed to. It's only when you're inside. So the Gemara says, I have a problem with that. The Gemara says, you're allowed to use any horn you want for a shofar, any horn you want from any animal, except from a cow. Why? Cow reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Chayta Egel, in Kategor Nasat Senegor. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. You told me that it's only inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. You blow shofar outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So why is that? Why is that? Ah, because kevan de lezikaron atu keliftim dami. Blowing shofar, even in Boca Raton, it's like you're inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Fine. But they ask about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen himself was asked, Nechila, when the Mitzvah Parah Adumah, is given, Aaron HaKohen's not supposed to do it. His son's supposed to do it. Why? Ein kategor na'asa sanegor. Aaron was involved with Chayta Egel. The Gemara says, Tavoa em v'tekaneach al tzoat b'na, that the Egel, that the Parah Adumah is a kapara for Chayta Egel. So it's not appropriate for Aaron HaKohen to be involved in Parah Adumah. Ein kategor na'asa sanegor. So the Re'em asks, Parah Adumah is outside. You told me Ein kategor na'asa sanegor only applies inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Parah Adumah is outside. He says, yes. But when we're talking about everything else, we're talking about Bigdei Zahav. The gold clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears, did that gold build the Chet HaEgel? No. It just reminds you of the Chet HaEgel. When you're blowing a shofar from a horn, from a cow, did that horn, was that the Egel? No, it just reminds you of the Chet HaEgel. That only applies inside. Aaron HaKohen, he himself was involved in the Chet HaEgel. He himself, it was him, the same guy. It was the same guy. So him, even outside the Beit HaMikdash, even outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, ain't kategor nasas negor. It says the same thing here. Kohen sharagat nefesh, ain't kategor nasas negor. The Gemara says only inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. This same guy did it. It's not like the Bigdei Zahav that reminds Hashem, or the horn from the parah that reminds Hashem. It's this very guy. So if it's this very guy, then even though it's not having to do with the Beit HaMikdash, even though it's Berkat Kohanim, nonetheless we say ain't kategor nasas negor. The Sefer Shel Devar Halacha Lemaaseh that a member of the army, it's not a problem at all. Rav Avadia not only says it's not a problem, he gives him a bracha. Tavo alem bracha, they're doing a mitzvah, it's not relevant. But to get there, the lamdut along the way is particularly...